And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this brand new study with the topic of Islamophobia. Islamophobia, fact or fiction? I believe this is one of the most important studies I have ever done in the Straight Way of Grace Ministry TV broadcast, because I believe this is how we're going to see the end of time. As you know, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry names come from two verses. First, in Quran chapter 1, verse 5, as Muslims pray repeatedly, a good 17 times in their daily prayer, the words guide us to the straight way. They are praying to Allah, whom we know to be Satan, to be guided to the straight way. Which way? The way of those whom Allah graced, these are the Muslims. Not the way of those whom the wrath of Allah is against, these are the Jews, nor the lost ones who are the Christians. That's exactly what Muslims believe. That's exactly what Muslims mean by their saying, guide us to the straight way. A prayer is lifted up in America, in every mosque, in every Islamic center, and around the world. They believe that to be a Jew, the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah will be upon you. And they also believe to be a Christian, to be a lost person. And all lost people, according to the teaching of the Quran, the Dalin, will be in eternity in hell. But the answer for their prayer, it is the words of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ himself, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through Jesus Christ alone. That is Jesus' own words in the book of John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus is the way. And Muslims will never know the true answer for the request. They will never know Christ as Lord and Savior unless we as Christians reach out to them with the truth of the gospel. And to be honest with you, we cannot reach out to the Muslim with the truth of the gospel unless we as a Christian know everything we need to know about Islam. Because they are lost and they will never be found except when we know where they are and we know for sure that they are lost and we can lead them to the straight way to heaven. That is through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a very important study. And I'm glad to begin this year. Believe it or not, we're just in the beginning of January 2021. This is the first week of the month of January. And I'm glad that we have this opportunity to share this subject with you. And you may ask, why I'm making a big deal about telling you when this recorded? This study is recorded here at Worldview Weekend Studio because it's very important. And it is in January 2021 because, believe it or not, when I look back at other studies we have done in the past and I didn't see the date when I recorded it, I said, I wish I put the dates. Why? Because what I said on such time was very important. I remember after September 11, when I told the American people that we will have a Muslim president. And I did not put the date on that studies, which is called Freedom or Surrender, or Revealing the Truth about Barack Hussein Obama. And I wish I put the date because I believe it's very important. Because people see it today and say, well, he just recorded this 2 years ago. No, it was 20 years ago. I saw the reaction of the American people to what happened on September 11. I saw the president of the United States of America bowing down and doing everything which is politically correct to the Muslims. And he made sure, that is Mr. George W. Bush, that the American people will never know the truth about Islam. He lied to the American people about Muslims and Islam. And because of that, which I saw in the first few weeks after September 11, I said, America is gone. I said, the day is coming and the Muslims will take over America. I said, we will have soon in America a Muslim president. I said that just 7 years before Barack Hussein Obama came to power. I was wrong about the timing because I said in the next 20 or 30 years, we'll have the first Muslim president. No. It was exactly 7 years. And that was the reaction of how the politicians, how the president of the United States of America, George W. Bush, react to the act of September 11. And today I would like to tell you that this study is very important. It's about Islamophobia. And believe it or not, the day is coming in America, and we already give you the date when we recorded this study, that the people like myself who will speak the truth about Islam will be called for sure Islamophobic, and they will be arrested. we will be put in jail for telling you the truth about Islam. But in the same time, Muslims will do everything unimaginable to you, the American people. And your government, your policemen, the people of authority who are supposed to protect you from the Muslims will do everything to protect the Muslims and Islam, and they will care less about you. Why? Because of that phrase, Islamophobia. Is it fact or is it fiction? In this picture here, we see the word Islamophobia and we read the word fact or fiction. Yes, there is phobia. And that phobia truly exists in life. But there are two different kind of phobia. There is a phobia which is an irrational fear, and there is a phobia which is rational fear. When we talk about phobia, my dear friends, I found out that there are plenty of people who have that problem of afraid of nothing. The an irrational fear is a people, the people who are afraid of nothing. It's exactly like one of my sisters, whom, believe it or not, if something move inside the room, imagine is a bag or something fall off, she will jump. She's afraid. If a bee, or maybe say not a bee can sting you. How about a big fly? You know that fly which makes sound like a bee. If a fly went inside the room, my sister will scream, "Help, help, Usama, help, save me." And she will hide under the bed or hide under some cover. Why? Because she have a phobia. She's afraid of a fly. And I said, "Sweetheart, sister, it's just a fly. It will not bite you. Oh no, kill it, kill it." That is an irrational fear. I'll give you a good example of what is an irrational fear. If you think with me about years ago when they invented the train. Remember the old steam train, which can go up to 9 miles an hour, maybe even 10 miles an hour? Imagine with me. Here is the train steam. That was created in 1804, and it went up to 10 miles an hour. Imagine with me if I tell you, do not go near the train track, because if that train come while you're standing or sitting near the train track, it will suck you in and it will kill you. Of course, you're going to laugh at me. Probably Usama. That train, 1804, it only go 8, 9, 10 miles an hour. As a matter of fact, I personally can play with my soccer ball, you know, pass it above my foot, you know, dance with my ball. I can go inside the train and come out of the train without touching the palm by my hand. Literally, you go in one door, come out, and come back. 10 miles an hour is a slow speed train. You can walk in front of it. You can, you know, ride your horse or your camel in front of it. It will not harm you. Why? Because it's a slow train. We all know. So for somebody to say, don't go near that train because it may hurt you, it's a joke. 10 miles an hour is not a dangerous speed. That is what we call an irrational fear. But when it comes to Islam, we're talking about irrational fear. Before we even get to Islam and the irrational fear, I want to talk about fear itself. The Bible, my dear friends, told us, we read throughout the scripture, God said, do not fear. I mean, literally, every time, as you go through the pages of the Bible, you look for the word fear, you find there, I believe, 360-something, one time for every day, as some preacher said, God is telling us, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. It's true. It's fact. We're not supposed to be afraid. We must live with trust. We put our life and everything about us in the hand of God. One of the most repeated questions has been given in the last 20 years doing this ministry, the Straight Way of Grace ministry. People always ask me, aren't you afraid for yourself? Aren't you afraid for your life? I mean, I say things makes Muslims upset. And you can read some of their emails and some of their threat calls and on with how they react to my teaching. And if you have a little bit of fear, you quit doing what I am doing. But I said, and I always say, God is in full control. God is in full charge of my life. I maybe hide in some basement like some people do, and I think that if I hide it, that I may live happy, joyful, long life. But guess what? I may die in that basement in a young age. And I may go out and do the ministry which the Lord is calling me, and I will teach the truth about Islam in love, in boldness, as we continue to love the Muslim people, to tell them that they are lost. They are following a very sinful man by the name Muhammad. The Quran is not the word of God. Allah is not God. Allah is Satan, as we have done in our study. Allah is Satan, Jesus is God. If you have not watched that series, please go back and watch it. And the truth is, we do not afraid. I don't have any fear for those who kill the flesh, because I know Muslims can't take my flesh. They can end my physical life in this world, but I fear him, the one who can punish the flesh and the soul also. God is in control, so I'm not afraid. And I'm not asking any of you to be afraid. But as we have seen in the last few months, the coronavirus and the reaction of the coronavirus, so many of my friends will not even talk with me. They will not get close to me because they know I travel all the time and I maybe carry that virus from one country, from one state to another, one place or another. So they will not even talk with me. They will not. They choose not to be close to me, even if I told them I've been home for 15 days and I'm not sick. They're afraid. That fear itself is good fear, because it's logic. It's bad disease. We do not know too much about it. At least now we know more about it. It's cold, but they're trying to make it a big deal. And if people will not have some fear, well, guess what? They can easily get sick. If you keep hugging everybody and you are in this package of people who maybe really get hurt, if you have, you know, heart problems, or you have a sugar, you're diabetic, or you have lung problems, and if you get coronavirus, most likely you're going to die with it. So it is very good to be afraid, to be around people. You need to be careful how you live your life so you will not be hurt by the coronavirus disease. That is a good fear, smart fear, wise fear. You don't do the things which could harm you and your family because you say, well, it is in God's hand. If it happened, it happened. It's like me telling you this. A rational fear is like you standing in front of a train, but that train is not the steam train, 1804, the slow 10 miles an hour, but it's actually a little bit faster train. Watch with me this train here. This is a real train. Up to 300 miles an hour. That's a real fast train. And it is dangerous to be near that train. My friend, standing in front of the train or near the train is foolish. Don't tell me I trust in God. If you want to save me, he will somehow, the train will stop, or somehow will remove me from the train. If you are near that train within few feet, the pressure of the air from that train going 300 miles an hour will pull you in and you will die. That's a fact. We need to be wise enough not to stand near the train and make sure that nobody around us walk in front of the train, because it would be too late to move yourself or those who are standing near the train, because you'll be crushed. That is rational fear. Islam is irrational fear. So what is Islamophobia? It's a phrase invented by the Muslims and liberals alike for one purpose. Listen carefully. The reason why we have that phrase Islamophobia, it is to stop anybody like myself to expose Islam to the world. And it succeeded. I mean, it's working very good. As we're going to see in our study, that they know how to create that phrase and they know how to use that phrase to stop me from telling the truth about Islam, not only to the American, to the church in America, but even to the Muslims themselves. So the moment you hear me teaching anything about Islam, oh, he's Islamophobic. Yeah, he is Islam. She is Islamophobic. So don't listen to them. They're just afraid of nothing. No, Islam is a big problem. Islam is not the small train moving by the steam 8, 9, 10 miles an hour. Islam is moving the 300 miles an hour on the same tracks. And if we do not have logical fear, wise way to live our life, we will be crushed by that train. Now, I want to share with you what Muslim says about Islamophobia first on the Wikipedia. Wikipedia is where people write what they think, what they believe about their beliefs or their religion or whatever words they invented. So they invented the word Islamophobia just recently in the 20th century. And here what is written in the Wikipedia about Islamophobia. They say,
Islamophobia is the fear, hatred of, or prejudice against the Islamic religion or Muslims generally.
No, sir, we're not telling you big lies, but we're telling you lots of facts with a little bit lie. Remember what Joseph Goebbels said, that is the man in charge after Hitler in Germany. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Big enough, keep repeating it. This is exactly what the Muslims and the liberals in the West are doing concerning Islamophobia. They tell us, once again, Islamophobia is a fear, hatred of, or prejudice against the Islamic religion. Have they stopped there? I say, that's wonderful. It's true. And it will not make any sense, if it's true or not, unless if you are ignorant of Islam. Yes, you're afraid of the Islam, the religion. You're afraid of the Quran. You're afraid of the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. You're afraid of Islam in general because you're ignorant and you don't have to be afraid of it. That is a catch. The reason that phrase is working in America and people love it in America is simply because people do not know what Islam is. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Have the American people know what Islam is? As if you know what is a 300 miles per hour train do when you go on the train, you will be afraid of it and you will protect yourself and those whom you love surrounding the train tracks. But if you know nothing about the train, you don't know that train goes 300 miles an hour, you don't know how much pressure that train will put for those standing near the track, then you can stand up there foolishly and the train come and crush you and kill you. American people do not know too much about Islam. That's why that phrase is working very well. You will never hear the truth about Islam from anyone who knows Islam and you believe it because they quickly, the Muslims and the liberals, will say he or she are Islamophobe. They are not telling you the truth about Islam. They are scaring you for nothing. As we talked about, the steam train, which only go 8, 9, 10 miles an hour. Now, the problem I have with the statement here is the second portion, or the end, which is, or Muslims generally. Wait a minute. Islamophobia is the fear, hatred, or prejudice against the Islamic religion, or Muslim generally. I'm not afraid of Muslims. And the day I will have fear of Muslims in general, those Muslims are the people who believe in Islam, those who are the followers of the savage cult of Islam. If I'm afraid of them, I will not record this video. I will not do this study. Because this video will make many of them, especially the good Muslims, the Muslim believers, the jihadi, will hate me even more. Because I am hindering their agenda in the West. Those who may you see them on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and every other fake news out there wearing ties and suits like that, and they with smile on their face, and we believe in Jesus, and we believe in Christianity, and we believe in Moses, and we believe in Judaism. Muslims and Jews and Christians are three branches of one tree, the Abrahamic tree, and that hogwash talk about Muslims in the West. Those people hate me to record this conversation to you, to teach you about the subject of Islamophobia, fact or fiction. And those people will someday take me out. They will physically kill me for telling you the truth. Or they will do their best to use the phrase Islamophobia, call me Islamophobic man, and will use our liberal, useful idiots to lock people like me in jail or in prison for a long time. That by that, they will shut the truth out and you will never hear of what Islam is really is. Well, that is the general statement. I don't hate Muslim people as we start this presentation together. I do not dislike Muslim people. As a matter of fact, I love Muslim people. But I love Muslim people for the truth that they are our enemies. You see, there are plenty of Christians in America. Those are naive Christians who know nothing about Islam, who will tell you that our approach is not right. We need to love the Muslim because they're our neighbors. And Jesus says, love your neighbors. No. I don't love the Muslims because they're our neighbors. I love the Muslim because they're our enemy. Because Jesus said, love your enemies. I will not rename the evil of Islam to something else to give myself the good feeling about loving them. We're going to love the Muslim people and we must love them to the end even until the point of death. If they will persecute us, even here in America, and kill us, we must love the Muslim people right for Jesus. We must love the Muslim people right by telling them they're lost. They're a follower of a very sinful, wicked man. Muhammad is not a prophet. Muhammad is not a messenger from God. Allah is not God. Allah is Satan. And Muhammad was a very sinful, wicked man. I'm not making this up. This is what Allah said in the Quran, my friends. When we read the Quran, we find that Muhammad was a very sinful man. He was a womanizer. He was a terrorist. He was a killer. Muhammad is a child molester. He's a prophet pretender. He's a very sinful man. And he is not what Muslims claim to be. So I will love the Muslim people to tell them that you're following a bad dude. Muhammad is not a prophet. Muhammad is not a messenger. Allah is not God. And I'm not going to do this for any reason, because I love the Muslim people. And I know when we tell the truth to some Muslim people, they will hate us. But it doesn't matter, really. We must obey God more than anybody else. We must do what is right. Jesus orders us to love our enemy. And the only reason why I love the Muslim people, if they live here in America or if they are far away in the rest of the world, we love them because they are our enemies. And Jesus taught us to love them for who they are our enemies. Not because we hate them, but because they hate us. Why? Because Allah in the Quran said to hate us. And that's exactly what we're going to discover in our study, Islamophobia, Fact or Fiction. We don't hate Muslim people. We love the Muslim people. We hate Islam. We have to separate between Muslims and Islam. Islam is the ideology. It is an evil, wicked ideology. Muslims are those victims of the cult of Islam. They are victim number one. And sadly, the rest of the world are going to be victim number two. And as closer we get to the end in the next few years, the more you're going to see this clearly. Not just in the Muslim world, in the 57 Muslim country, but even here in the West. Muslims do not love us at all. Muslims hate us. And if there is any Muslim outside there who loves some Jews or loves some Christian, it's just because they are ignorant of Islam. I call them Muslim by name only. They were born in a Muslim family. They have a Muslim daddy. They never studied the Quran. They never studied about the life of Muhammad and the Sunnah of Muhammad, how they ought to live as Muslim believers. And the more they know about Allah and Muhammad, the more they will hate us, because we are lost Christians. And also because Muhammad tells them that the Jews are the one whom the wrath of Allah will be against. Now, I want to introduce you to CARE. CARE, the Council on America Islamic Relations. These are the Muslim jihadi whom you see their members all over the TV in America. As a matter of fact, when Barack Hussein Obama was in the White House, they were working in the White House. Now, when the liberals will take over the White House, if it's Joe Biden or somebody else in the near future, you're going to see more of CARE in the White House. You're going to see more of CARE in the Homeland Security, CIA, FBI. They're going to be all over this country. They are taking this country by the blessed gift of the Democrats of America. Liberals in America love the Muslims. They love CARE. After all, CARE know how to wear nice suits and ties. They look very professional. Some of them actually wear glasses, so they look real nice, like doctors or whatever. And because they look nice, look like American, they talk like American, the liberals have no problem to give them America. As a matter of fact, liberals in America think they use the Muslims to gain power. But the reality is the opposite. Muslims in America are using the liberal Democrats, the useful idiots, to take over America. In the long run, Muslims will take over America because of the liberal, the Democrat. Now, if you go to CARE website, you're going to learn about one of those Islamophobic speakers by the name Usama Dagdag. That's me. Yes, CARE talk about me a lot. For example, here we see on their site, we see the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. And of course, they have a full profile about me there. On their site, listen carefully, here's what CARE said about me.
Ministry founder Usama Dagdag claims American Muslims, quote, will kill your children, end quote.
Wow. Did I say that? Yeah, I did. When did I say that? I'm sorry. Here's the point again. I did not put a date next to many of my statements. I've been saying that since I came to America a good 30 years ago. Yes, indeed. 30 years ago, 91, I said the Muslim in America will kill your children. I wish I just have a camera and I recorded and I put the date on it. Because guess what? 20 years ago, that's 10 years after I made the statement, Muslims killed your children. No kidding, 3,000 in one day. I know Mr. Bush said, it's not the Muslims. This has nothing to do with Islam. Islam is love, Islam is peace. He lied to you, American people, and you believed his lie. And for somebody like me to tell you Muslims will kill your children, I am an Islamophobe. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm sorry to tell you that I was right then, and I was right, and I'm right now, and I will always be right when I talk about Islam, because I know what Muslims will be doing in America in the next 10 years and the next 20 years if we still have life in this world. Yes, I said it, I stand by it, and they did kill our children. Not any, but Muslim believers. As Allah calls them Muslim believers, Muhammad calls them Muslim believers, they call themselves Muslim believers because simply they practice the words of Allah in the Quran and they practice the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. That is what it is to be a Muslim, to submit, to surrender to the words of Allah and to the teaching of Muhammad. And when you do that, you become a terrorist. When you do that, you become a killer. And that's why I said, many years ago, 30 years ago when I came to America, the day will come and Muslims will kill your children here in America. That's a reality. Now, let me get with you one more statement about what Mr. Dakdok has been doing in America for the last 20 years.
Dakdok called Islam a, quote, wicked cult, end quote, a December 10th, 2012 event in Ohio titled, quote, Infiltration of Islam in America, end quote, which was sponsored by the Mansfield North Central Ohio Tea Party. Dakdok also claimed that American Muslims, quote, will kill your children, end quote, and that, quote, we are in a war with Islam, end quote.
These are words I said, and I still stand by them. The problem is when liberals hear these statements, they come to believe that I am an Islamophobe. After all, Kerr said so. As if what I'm saying here is not true. As if what I'm teaching here is not true. Now, I'm going to stop here because obviously we do not have time to get into the study of Islamophobia in depth as we're going to do in the next broadcast. But I want to let you know, I would love to let you know that in the next broadcast, I'm going to start with the story about this meeting in Ohio. Why Muslim recorded me in that meeting? What did Muslim do with the video which they recorded in that meeting? And how they are successful to use that video to stop me from speaking even in Christian churches all over America. Yes, indeed. As I told you earlier, Islamophobia, it's not just an easy, soft word. It's not just a phrase you can hear and go in the air without any action. Muslims have used that Islamophobia. Muslims have used that phrase Islamophobia to hinder our ministry. And they will use that phrase in the future to end our ministry. This is the end of our time for this broadcast. I appreciate you for watching this. And please continue to listen to part 2 and 3 and 4 until we get to the end of our study, Islamophobia, Fact or Fiction. But here is my conclusion for this program for today. Do you love the Muslim people? Do you really care about knowing what the Muslim people believe? Are you willing to reach out to them with the straight way, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ? Why not? Get serious about knowing Muslim people, know what they believe, love the Muslim people, and share the truth of the gospel with them. You know what? I have a small booklet here. It's called The Straight Way to Eternal Life. Yes, indeed. The Straight Way to Eternal Life. It's available on our website. You can purchase these and you can share with the Muslims. And by that small booklet, 24 pages, you can share the truth of the gospel with the lost Muslims. And by doing so, you can lead them to Christ. And that's how we truly love the Muslim people. And until we meet again, in our continuation for our study, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.